Welcome to another edition of the Preview Report right here on Giants.com. It's all brought to you by New Era. I'm John Schmelk. It's the New York Giants taking on the 11-2, first place in the NFC South, tied for best record in the league at 11-2, Atlanta Falcons down at the Georgia Dome. Now, the Falcons are a very impressive team at home. They've won 10 straight in their building, and the loud crowd provides a lot of challenges for the New York football Giants. So do the Giants' injuries. Three of their key players will not play on Sunday. Ahmad Bradshaw is out. That means David Wilson will have a chance to carry the load. Kenny Phillips is out. That means Stevie Brown and Will Hill will, again, have a lot of playing time. And Prince Amukamara with that hamstring, he is not going to play either. Jerron Hosley will start at corner. That means Justin Tryon's going to get some time, and maybe even Antrell Roe will get some more time at corner as well. As for the Atlanta Falcons, Asante Samuel is probable with that shoulder. William Moore and Roddy White, both nursing injuries, both very important players for the Falcons, they are listed as questionable, so keep an eye on them as you get closer to game time on Sunday. We have a busy preview report coming your way. You'll hear from offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride and defensive coordinator Perry Fuel. But first, it's time for yet another edition of Eisen's Mailbag, brought to you by PSE&G. With it, Anita Marks and Michael Eisen. Guys, take it away.
Thank you, John. Anita Marks here with Michael Eisen. It is time for Eisen's Mailbag, and we kick it off with Dougie. I like it. Dougie in Seaside Heights. Why do JPP, O.C. Manura, and Justin Tuck only have 15 and a half combined sacks?
I don't know about only.
Only,
but,
of course, only.
I mean, I think they've played well. I think, really, opposing teams are making a concentrated effort to get the ball out quicker, run shorter patterns against them. If you look at a lot of these quarterbacks, it's quick three-step, five-step drops, just get the ball out. They know what these guys can do. They're all Pro Bowl defensive ends, and opposing teams are just not letting them have the time to get to their quarterbacks. That, to me, is the main problem.
Let's go to Morton in Somerset, New Jersey. Wants to know, will the Giants finally be able to run the ball against the Atlanta Falcons this week?
I don't know if I like the word finally. The Giants have actually averaged 132 rushing yards.
The past three games.
They've done well. Four straight games over 100 yards rushing. That's the first time since 2010. So I don't know about finally. I think they've been running the ball pretty well, and I believe they'll continue to run the ball pretty well.
And last but not least, Karen and Hoboken. I love it. The Boken representing.
The Boken?
The Boken. David Wilson has to run the ball more. Of course, all fans want to see him run the ball more. Will he remain as the team's kickoff returner as well?
This is just speculation. Tom Coughlin's obviously not going to reveal that, but I would think yes. I actually spoke to Coach this morning, and he was talking about David Wilson's stamina, so he really isn't concerned about a heavy workload for David Wilson. And having David Wilson as the kickoff returner will help David Wilson, the running back, because it'll give the offense much better field position. So I would say, yes, that's a very good possibility.
I'm going to go one step further. A lot of times, Michael, we see rookie running backs kind of hit that wall. They make that transition from college to the pros. And the pros, their schedule more lengthy than college. Because we haven't seen a lot of David Wilson this season, that won't really be the case for him.
No, I don't. There's no wall for him to hit at this point. He really hasn't played that much. He's really just getting into the meat of his season. So I think he's strong. His stamina is good. He's healthy, and he wants to play. I think he'll do both.
Fantastic. Again, Michael Eisen, Anita Marks. John, back to you.
Why, thanks, Anita. And now it's time to break down the game. And to do it, we're joined by Paul Dottino, beat reporter for WFAN, and, of course, a contributor all things New York Giants media. Paul, a big game for the Giants, down in the Dome to play Atlanta, dominated them in the playoffs last year, but a very different team in 2012.
Well, yeah, John, they've changed offensive and defensive coordinators. They're also a team that's 6-0 at home this year and have a 10-game winning streak at home going back to last season. As you remember, that playoff game was here at MetLife Stadium, and the Giants dominated, maybe partially because that was in the Giants' environment.
And their new offensive coordinator, Dirk Koetter, has made them a much more pass-oriented team. They go to the air first, run the ball second. And it helps. When you have a lot of weapons, you can do that. Like veteran tight end Tony Gonzalez, who Stevie Brown is going to have to help shut down.
He's a master of his craft. You know, he like you said, he knows he's not the fastest anymore, but he still knows how to position his body to get open. And, you know, he does what he does because he's a veteran, he's a smart football player, and he's just good.
And Paul, Tony Gonzalez is ageless. He leads the team in receptions. He's second in the NFL in red zone touchdown catches. Yet, he's still going to retire after the year. This guy can simply do it all. He might not have the top-end speed that he used to have, but he's still effective.
Is he human or a cyborg?
I'm not sure.
That's the first thing I'd like to know. Let's give this guy a oil test. You know, the thing about Gonzalez is no matter what he does and no matter how much you've seen him do it, he still gets it done. He has 57 first-down receptions this year, which is first among NFL tight ends. And, you know, John, even though he's only averaging about 10 yards a catch, he makes all the key plays. And I'm told that Matt Ryan knows that he can go to him as a comfort zone anytime he wants to.
And, of course, the middle's open because of those two big weapons Matt Ryan has on the outside, Roddy White and Julio Jones. These guys can play, and Perry Fuel knows they're especially tough down in the Dome in Atlanta.
I think that they have three good wide receivers on their football team. Douglas is not a bad receiver, and if White is a game time decision, then you know they have capable receivers that can come in and do the jobs.
Paul, Roddy White more the possession receiver. He runs good routes, but still he can make big plays down the field. But Julio Jones, he's the big guy with speed that can get over the top.
Yeah, very true, John. And in fact, between the two of them, they have 10 100-yard games. You throw in Gonzalez's 200 100-yard games, two of them, by the way, I got to get that right. That gives them 12, which is more than any other team has in the NFL. And how about this? Between the three of them, Ryan's targeted each guy between like 105 and 115 times apiece. So even though he likes Gonzalez as his comfort guy, he really spreads the ball evenly to all of them, which makes them all even more dangerous.
And he's had to do it because the Falcons haven't run the ball well. Michael Turner looks old, only 3.7 yards per carry. But that's why Jacquizz Rodgers, an explosive, quick fastback, is getting more and more carries week by week.
Over the last 3 weeks, Rodgers averaging over 5 yards a carry. And the deal is simple. The three interior linemen aren't the best blockers. They kind of have some trouble. And Turner's not quick enough to get to the outside where the tackles are. And the tackles are his best two linemen. That is Ryan's. And so that's why Turner really isn't that effective anymore. Although in close, he's got 8 touchdown rushes.
Well, Paul, we already talked about the new offensive coordinator. The Falcons' new defensive coordinator is the very accomplished and well-respected Mike Nolan. He's done an excellent job in this league for a very long time. And Giants offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride knows his blitz schemes and his veterans in the secondary provide a big challenge for Big Blue.
Just like last week, you know, there was an approach, you know, you knew you were going to get blitzed to death, and could you sort out where the pressures were coming from and then take advantage of the vulnerabilities because of the pressures? It's a different approach in terms of the nature of the blitzes, but it's not different in terms of what his philosophical leanings are, and he wants to come after you, and particularly on, you know, when you go to your spread sets, your three wides and your four wides. And so can you sort out where the pressure's coming from? If you can, then you got some opportunity schematically. Now then it comes down, are you good enough to beat them? And as you say, they got some veteran players over there that are, you know, very skilled at diagnosing what you're doing and willing to take chances, you know, to the point where, you know, sometimes they'll gamble to the, you know, where they'll go for an interception, even if it means maybe they vacated a responsibility or gave you an opportunity for a big play.
And, Paul, let's focus on that veteran secondary first. They have two safeties, Decoud and William Moore, that have 9 interceptions. They're all over the field. They take some chances, as Kevin Gilbride just mentioned. Then you have two cornerbacks, Asante Samuel, perhaps the biggest gambler in the NFL, but he knows what he's doing, and Dante Robinson, another veteran cornerback. These guys are the strength of the defense. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, but both Robinson and Samuel have lost a step, John. Let's not kid ourselves. They're on the downside of their careers, and that's probably why they gamble as much as they still do, because they try to make plays even if they're not there. They try to intimidate people. What I've been told is you got to throw to the outside, over the top against those guys, because they'll be there. The plays will be there. You just got to make them pay for it.
There are plays to make. If the Giants can give their quarterback Eli Manning some time, he's going to have to deal with a lot of Falcons blitzes.
No, they're a great defense, and obviously if they can get pressure on the quarterback, they have two, as you said, two safeties that are very
very much in the mix and around the ball, and you know, two corners that are aggressive, that will jump things. So, you know, they do a good job of showing some different looks and creating turnovers on defense. So, you know, offensively, we got to make sure we're taking care of the ball. You know, as a quarterback, knowing, you know, got to see where everybody is, see where those safeties are, see where those corners are before you make any throws, and, you know, throw it confidently.
Paul, the Falcons' number one pass rusher, John Abraham. But beyond that, they don't have a ton of sacks. No. Bierman rushes the pass a little bit. Babineau, Weatherspoon, but no one that's going to scare you. Combine that with their lackluster run defense, this is a front seven the Giants should be able to take advantage of.
Yeah, they're giving up about 5 yards a carry on the ground, John, right near the bottom of the league. And you're talking about Abraham, 10 sacks and 4 forced fumbles. And when teams run to his side with Weatherspoon, they're only averaging about 2 yards a carry, but 6 yards a carry when running to the other side. Hint, hint, that's what you like to do if you're David Wilson. And the other thing is, in terms of that pass rush, yeah, that's why Mike Nolan's got to blitz a lot, because he just doesn't have a lot of horses to get there.
And how about a bonus cut? With Ahmad Bradshaw's injury, the Giants might have to go a different direction with David Wilson, who could surprise the Falcons, who don't have a lot of him on tape.
The Saints probably won't expect him to even worry about me getting in the game, but now teams have film on me, and they'll be preparing so we can see what it really is.
Has that changed things for you, though? Does it at all? Or?
No, I mean, like I said, the whole time I've been preparing and working hard, so when my number's called, I'll be ready.
And, Paul, we'll see on game day if Ahmad Bradshaw is able to go. I never like to bet against him. He plays with all sorts of injuries. You never know. But now it's a foot, and it's a knee. Bottom line here, here's the question for you. How many carries will David Wilson get? And if he gets between 15 and 20, will they keep him on kickoff return duty?
Yeah, I think he will stay on kickoff return duty, and I do think he's going to get approximately 20 carries. I just don't see any other way. The Giants are going to have to go. And, you know, think about Wilson, 41 carries so far this year. He's got 4 of 20 or more yards.
So that in garbage time, though, which, of course, does make a difference.
He's fast.
Paul, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot. And he'll be back with us for Keys to the Game in just a second.
Okay, John.
But first, it's time to go inside the locker room where Stevie Brown, we heard from already once on the show, had a chance to talk to Anita Marks and break down that Falcons attack.
Thank you, John. Anita Marks here with Stevie Brown, who's having a fantastic season so far. What do you attribute it to?
My teammates, really. They've always helped me out, supported me, and you know, they normally have a hand in everything that I've done, so I definitely give it all the credit to my teammates.
I was talking to Chris Canty. I kind of asked him the same question, and he said, this Perry Fuel defensive system, this is a safety's dream. He said every safety in the NFL wants to come play defense for the New York Football Giants. Is that true?
You know, after being here, definitely, you know, I can contest the results. And between talking to Kenny and Antrell, Tyler, Will, I mean, we all love it.
What is it about? Is it because you're such a ball hawk, you're always around the ball, Perry Fuel system kind of allows you to be in a position to make plays and interceptions? How does it work?
Yeah, they definitely highlight what you're best at, and they try to put you in positions to where you're able to make plays. And I guess they saw that I was able to roam the post and do things well that way. So, you know, they try to do a lot of things that I have the ability to do that. And, you know, they try to put you in positions to have success.
Well, let's talk about your next matchup. We're talking about the Atlanta Falcons, a very high-powered offense with two excellent wide receivers in Julio Jones and, of course, Roddy White. What's your game plan against them, if you could share it with us today?
You know, we're definitely going to have to be cautious where they are on the field. You know, they're home run threats at any time. And, you know, we're going to have to mix up how we play them. You know, we can't just show them one look every single time whenever we're playing a certain coverage. You know, we have to show one thing and play another thing and just keep them guessing and keep them on their toes about what's going on out there.
It's for Stevie Brown. Anita Marks, back to you, John.
Why, thanks, Anita. Thanks, Stevie. And now it's time for our keys to the game. We're rejoined by Paul Dottino. And, Paul, one thing the Giants need to do to beat the Falcons down in the Georgia Dome on Sunday afternoon.
Well, you know, John, when you look at Matty Ice, as they like to call him, it's really all about his comfort zone. You know, they've only lost 6 games since he's been there in 2008. And I'm talking about at home now. They're virtually unbeatable in their dome. When he's got time to sit back there and pick people out, it's just really hard to stop him because he's got too many weapons. So for the Giants, it's about getting pressure, again, to the front of the pocket. Remember, we've talked about this. What kind of pressure do you want? You want to chase a guy out, or do you want to get in his face? This is a guy like Breeze. You want to get in his face.
Here's my key. get a lead. When the Falcons get a lead, they're very difficult to beat, especially then that dome, it gets loud. And the Giants' pass rush tends to get going when the Giants do get a lead, and they can risk some bigger plays down the field. And to do that, run the football. Last week, the Saints had the worst rushing defense in all football. The Giants couldn't run the ball in the first half.
No.
Let's try to dominate the line of scrimmage a little bit here.
Good idea. Right, good idea.
We appreciate the time as always.
You got it, John.
And that's all the time we have for the preview report right here on Giants.com. For Paul Dottino, for Michael Eisen, for Anita Marks, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time on Giants.com. Enjoy the game on Sunday, everybody.